You're listening to Lone Star Community Radio here on IRLoneStar.com worldwide and also Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1. We're hanging out in the studio for this morning, and that means I have a special guest. So make sure to check out our Facebook and YouTube for a live video stream of the conversation we're going to be talking about. Is a upcoming, I guess you would call it a car show fundraiser. You call it a lot of things. So we're going to learn all about it. We have the Northside Mustang Car Club in the studio. And sitting with me is a father, son, and then Vernon. That's how I'm going to talk to you guys. Welcome to Mornings with Lone Star, guys. What's going on?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You want to bring, hey, Vernon, you want to bring that mic like real close to you? Yeah, unless you want to yell into it. I'm just kidding. We have Brian and Robert Helmer, and then we have Vernon Wilhelm, right?
Wilhelm.
I was close. I was close. But we're going to be talking about an upcoming car show that's going to be happening on April 13th at Papa's on the Lake. Everything we speak about during this conversation will be, information will be available in the description. I put a link to the Facebook event itself so you can get all the stuff, especially on the Northside Mustang Car Club's 15th annual All Ford show. So that's the most important keyword right there. And it's happening on Papa's on the Lake.
Right.
And probably actually the more important word is free.
Free to the public.
So that for the public. If you have a car, from what I understand, you can actually participate in the event. And there's a registration, you have a website, and people can register. There's a fee for that.
You can register at carshowfund.com. Yes.
That's it? That's all you got to do?
Yeah,
it's $30 entry fee. You get a free T-shirt for the event if you sign up.
Okay, see. You guys are been around for a while, the club.
Yes.
And
formed in 2009.
Okay, and then when you guys do these kind of events, you also try to support, let's say, a charity or a nonprofit. And this one, you're teaming up with your old teammates, Gullo Ford, because they do an annual Christmas thing for kids.
Yeah, also Gullo Ford's been our sponsor since 2010.
Yeah.
And then we've worked with the family with...
What does the sponsor mean for a car club? Is it just like, oh, that's where we take our car to get fixed on, we get discounts or something?
No, it's a financial support.
Okay.
To help pay the bills to get the club through the year.
And the club, basically, from my understanding, is just you own a Mustang, you can get in the club.
You actually don't have to own a Mustang. If you just want to join the club, you can join the club.
Okay, and drive other people's Mustangs?
Yeah.
Is that how it works? So if you can't afford a Mustang, join the club because you can check out the Mustangs.
Yeah, but just car enthusiasts. You know, if you're like-minded people who love the cars and love going on cruises and stuff, we'd love to have them.
So do you guys like that E-Mach Mustang thing? That's kind of BS, right? Well, I meant more of the body style. Like, I'd say that's what I always wondered is certain cars, like, for example, I'm getting a truck. I'm getting a Maverick.
Yeah.
And the original Maverick is not a truck. It's this little two-door banger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's kind of confusing. So if I join a Maverick club, you're going to have these trucks now, and I'd be pissed. So Mustangs have always kind of been, I would say, sports cars.
Sports car.
It's always been a sports car. I think there was only one time where, like, the body style did not look like. It looked more like a two-door sedan. But then they still had the engines and all that kind of stuff.
Right, they've gone through a number of body changes.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Mustang too.
Yes. And then when I saw my niece has the E-Mach. Is it called the E-Mach? What's it called? Like E-Stang or something like that? I was really confused when I got into it. I was like, how is this a Mustang?
So we don't really know the name because we just pretend it doesn't exist.
Okay, so that's why I was curious because when you guys wanted to come in and talk about it, I was like... That would kind of bug me because the car is cool. It's a really cool car. I don't know if you've ever been in one of those. They're cool. Yeah. But the Mustang, I don't get because I thought the Mustang kind of had that heritage of a muscle car, sports car. This is just like a really nice, soccer mom vehicle. That's how I call it. But it creeps me out. I don't know if you ever have a chance to drive one. It creeps me out because it's electronic and it does its thing. And this is a feature. Like you can turn off and on. It will automatically stop braking if you release the gas pedal. And it free, because it's like, usually when I'm taking turns, I lay off the gas a little bit and then I hit the gas.
You have to get used to the acceleration of the electric car.
Oh, it's fast.
Yes.
Yeah. But the braking thing freaks me out because I'm like turning. I'm like, what the heck? Why am I like jerking? And the guy was like, oh, you can turn that off. Like, why is it on? Like a normal car wouldn't do that. It wouldn't just start braking. So don't try to change too much. I mean, it's okay to go electronic, but don't add stupid things. And also call it a Mustang. That's stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we won't get into that too much because Golo is our sponsor.
Well, Golo. well, no, it's one of those things because car people are very particular about certain things.
Yes, they are.
And that kind of threw me off, especially I didn't know the Maverick was a two-door little car.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess the name Maverick's really cool, but it's like it's kind of the name supposed to kind of fit the car. And I guess that little car is not really a Maverick or the little truck. I don't really know, but I like the name. I was like,
yeah, well, at least you don't have both vehicles at the
same time. Yeah, see, that's even worse.
It back, so that's a whole different
Can you imagine the guy doing all the paperwork? And he's like, what kind of, we got a Mustang. Well, we have a big difference now in these Mustangs. Does one have an engine in it, or does one have a back?
Yeah,
that's funny. But would you admit people with the e-Mustang to the
car
show?
We've actually had them on our cruises.
All right. Yeah.
We actually have a class for them for our show. So they, if they want to, they can actually bring the car to the show and enter it.
Okay. So you don't even have. So it has to be Mustang though to enter, right?
It doesn't have to be Mustang. It has to be Ford and Ford powered by a Ford.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay, so
you can't bring a Ford coupe with a Chevrolet motor.
Okay.
Sorry.
And who knows that? Ford. Who's the one that inspects the? Who's
we'll
that?
We'll know.
So who's the biggest car guy among y'all three?
I don't know.
We all got our different areas, I guess you could say.
Okay.
I'm the one that actually founded the group in 2009.
Okay. So what kind of Mustang do you have?
We have four.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a 2000 Celine. That's my pride.
Okay. And the other ones are just trash?
Drivers.
Okay, daily drivers.
One of them is the EcoBoost. And I love that car. That's been a great car. Got 188,000 miles with no problems.
Wow.
Gas mileage is great. It's a little four-cylinder turbo.
Yeah.
Got 300-something horse, so it's got the horsepower, and it's been a great car.
I've driven it before,
Mine's 2018, and I would buy another one.
Okay.
My wife has got a 2014.
Is that a requirement for her? Did you tell her that?
I actually met her in the club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
well, look at this club.
And hers is a convertible, 2014, so we have a lot of fun with that.
Do they even make a convertible still?
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah.
They do? I haven't seen a lot of those. I always see a lot of hard tops. I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, actually, the only time they didn't make convertibles was with the Mustang 2s.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. When I saw that, I was like, this is a weird car. What about you, Brian?
I actually don't own a Mustang.
Do you own a Ford?
No, currently no.
So you do the website now?
No, I just like to be involved with like the charity work.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Networking.
Okay.
So.
Do you like cars? No. Okay. No, that's cool. No, I
like helping people. That's why I like to be a part of these things.
All right. There you go. Okay. Yeah, because it's kind of funny, like, when you're, like, say your dad's really into something and you're not into it. Like, my dad was really into law. Like, he just loves law. And I'm like, I don't really care about this stuff. And it is what it is. So what about you?
I have three and possibly four after I leave here. I'm going to go look at another one.
Yeah?
But, I got a 67 fastback.
Okay.
I've got a 2006. Well, my wife's got a 2006 converted to look like a old 67 fastback.
Interesting.
And then I have an 07 for kind of a daily driver and fixing to go look at another 07 convertible.
But I would say you guys are mostly, when I say car guys, I don't mean just you like to buy cars and look at cars, like you'll fix them. Because I imagine with like anything before 2000, you kind of have to work on yourself without breaking the bank.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we you know, the club, we have we put on clinics.
Okay.
Throughout the year for repair.
Yeah.
Detailing. We're also putting on clubs or clubs putting on.
So do you guys have like a shady parts dealer?
A parts dealer.
Yeah, I don't know in the club. I feel like that you need that guy in the club.
No.
You know, it's like, go talk to Chris.
We know a guy that knows a guy.
Yeah. Well, because I'm always amazed, especially with people who have, when I say classic cars, I mean like anything before like 1980, say. And like parts, they don't make those parts anymore. Some of them they do, But what's so great about technology today, in my mind, is like the way you can fabricate things on your own has become so less expensive. And I know people have CNC machines now. It's like, personally, right, I'm like, why do you have this? He's like, oh, you know, you never want to. I got to fix my refrigerator. I got to do this. And I'm like, that's fair enough. And he's like, just go on the internet and you find the schematics. And I'm like,
right. 20 minutes later, you can 3D print your own motor mounts and
Home. And that's what, but then, I mean, you still have those other things where people are like, oh, I want to make it true. You know, I don't want to make my own parts. Yeah. And like, you know, there's some guy with a warehouse full of these parts.
Yeah. And they won't sell them.
Yeah, he just goes on eBay once a year and is like, I want to sell these things at max price. He has the graphs. He's like, oh, this is the time I need to sell this alternator or whatever. And he makes max profit.
Yeah.
But you need to get him in the club so you have access to that. So, or you can just go to Mr. Gullo's garage and start stealing his parts.
Well, the Gullo's used to give us a discount. Also, they work with us pretty good.
Well, that's for like cars for today.
Yeah.
But I'm like, because I feel like if you had that night, you said 1967, is that what you said? Like, I imagine that's kind of difficult. Like, you can't just go to, you know, AutoZone and say, I need this, this. And they might have like a couple of it, but not a.
No, and matter of fact, the Mustang Unlimited, where I used to buy most of the parts for, they've closed up also. So it gets more difficult.
It's wild to me. Yeah. And, but also, I think that's what makes an enthusiast. Like, that's the difference between just a normal person and like, oh, I'm got to take care of this car. So I know I'm pumped about my car. It's supposed to come in. It's been like a year. It's crazy.
Yeah, I got another one I'm starting on. It's a not a Mustang. It's a Ford. It's a 42 Ford pickup. Finding parts for that is going to be.
Yeah, I feel like Mr. Gullo would know.
Yes.
Or he has the parts.
Yeah.
I always hear about his car collection.
Yes, he's got a great car collection, a museum.
Which, I mean, I like that. You have so many cool cars that we can call it a museum.
150 cars.
Yeah. How many cars? How many cars do you need to be called a museum?
I don't know.
Like 20?
20?
I would say about 20.
That would be a good start.
And you also probably have, the only way I would call it a museum is that it allows people to come to it.
Right.
So if it's just like in a garage that no one can go, I wouldn't call that a museum. Like,
good little started collection, though.
Yeah. I mean, 20 cars. I can't imagine owning more than 2 cars. But you guys, I mean, like, I guess that's part of the deal. And you got to, I knew a guy who fixed, like, I think it was 1962 Porsches. Like, it was just those that year.
Right.
It was weird. He did all the upholstery himself. He had this huge garage, and he's working on 5 cars at a time. And that was his thing. Like, he told me this because when he finds the parts, that's what the car he works on. And so he just kind of, like, works on them at, like, as is. Yeah. But it's only that model. I don't know. Some people are really weird about that. So, what's the dream car?
Yes.
What's y'all's dream car?
Mach 1.
Mach
69.
69? Okay.
69 Boss, yeah.
Yeah? And you're just like, just a car that drives.
Yeah, if it gets me from point A to point B.
I'm the same way, man. I'm the same way. And especially like what I love is all my buddies who get cars and they get all the, like, they go into the knickknacks of it. And I was like, I just want a car. Because I remember I'm getting my car from Healthman. And I remember calling Jeff over there. And I was like, I just want this car. I'm like, I don't care if I have to wait. This is the car I want. Just, I don't need any add-ons. Don't need anything.
Yeah.
And then you start thinking about the add-ons.
That's that always comes later.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're buying them. You get hooked.
Well, now I think the only add-on I added was tinted glass because I've never done that. I was like,
Out to the car shows. That's what you come out there and you car show and you look.
If I had money, I'd have a Mustang for sure.
I mean, if you have a Mustang, you'll get Mustang books and with all the auto parts and all the stuff. And it's like every month it's like, okay, what's the Christmas list?
True, but I'm not a mechanic in the sense of like, you know, there's usually like 3 versions of this one part.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the best.
Well, you know, there's a lot of bolt-ons. Yeah. Items so you can find.
But you come out there and you have the car show. You look at the cars.
Y'all sell the Tiki Girl?
Yeah.
You know, the Tiki Girl? Yeah. That's the accessory I'm going to add on to it.
That's what you want.
Is the Tiki Girl on my dashboard. So let's talk a little bit about this event. So on Saturday, April 13th, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Papa's on the Lake on 105, a huge parking lot. It's a car show. So if you're into cars, it's free to attend. And if you have a Ford vehicle that has a Ford motor and you want to show it off, $30 registry, you get a T-shirt, and you get to open your hood. I should see. This is what I always wanted to bring my Focus because it's a POS, and okay. That's the model. That's what I call it. I call it the POS model, and it's got cracks. It's got all sorts of crap to it, and I'm like, I really want to roll up to some guy and like a boss and be right next to him. I'll be like, look at this. Haven't changed the oil in 10,000 miles.
Yeah, for what it's worth, Focus has a great suspension though.
Oh, the car's lasted me 14 years, so I love that car, and that's why I'm getting a new one because it's. You know, I can feel the spirit saying, let me go. I can feel it. Do you name your cars? I name my car.
No.
You don't name it?
Mine's, my wife does.
Yeah? What's the name?
She calls it Mustang.
Mustang. Oh, I like that. It's better than E-Mach. Mine's the Blue Bomber. That's what I call it.
I think mine, according to the last owner, was technically named Arwen after the Lord of the Rings character.
Interesting.
So I guess I keep that up. I don't know if I really do.
Yeah, the Maverick I'm getting, I'm calling it the Gray Ghost. So I'm really excited about that car.
Yeah, usually when you hear names, it's when people are trying to come up with stuff for their license plates. License plate.
Those are expensive.
We have bad attitude. We have bad company in the club.
Yeah? So
that's a couple I can remember.
I mean, that is such a racket, though. I was looking up that for one of my buddies. He recently got a Pontiac Solstice. It's like one of his cars he wanted to get, and he wanted to get Knight Rider. It's black. It's all black car. So, and he's like, "Did you know that thing costs like $500 for a license plate?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" And he's like, "Yeah, because you have to pay per year. Like, you can't just pay one flat fee and have it forever. Like, you got to pay per year, and you can only play it up to 5 years in advance. And that's basically it's $100 a year." That's at the discount. So if you want to go per year, it's like 130 or 140 a year to have that license plate.
What equals out to a bad dad joke half the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I just never knew. It's just funny that like, our state would be like, you know what, we can make extra dough. We can just do that. Just do vanity plates and just charge them and never not charge them. Because when I thought of vanity plates, it's like, oh, you probably have to pay an extra fee. You know, that's it.
$20-$30.
Yeah, that's it. But it's like a subscription now. That's what it is. Because I always wondered, it's like, say you do that for the 5 years and you just forget. Like, do you get pulled over for that?
Yeah.
Like, can you, because I know you have an expired license, but can you have an expired license plate? Because they don't do those stickers anymore. It's like, how would they even know?
Yeah. For the registration. I don't know.
That's what, anyone knows. And they're a Mustang guy, and you did not pay your license plate fee. I would love to know what the consequences of that
is. You're going to put that much money into it. You also need to make sure everybody understands what it's supposed to say.
That's true. Well, at least they let you preview it. So, yeah. I mean, and plus if it's an inside joke, that's the beauty of owning your own car, is you can do whatever you want in it, and it's yours. So I love when I get into, like, especially people who have, like, custom interior stuff. Love that kind of stuff, like the lighting or the seats.
Reupholstering.
Yes, and like people get really into it. Yeah. Like the tassels. I think the craziest one I've ever seen was in Mexico. This dude had pornography, it's kind of like the collage, you know, it has that film on it, so you know he rolled something, but it was like old school pornography. It was wild. And you're just kind of like, all right, man, I guess you just, all right. And
it's just taste,
huh? Yeah, it's just up there. Like, no, it looked like wallpaper. Yeah. And then you just laminated it up there, and that's just the way you rolled. So, and that's one thing I love about people with their cars, especially the Mustang. I love Mustangs. I think Mustang might be my favorite American muscle car outside of that. I think it was like a 1963 Corvette or whatever. Yes. The one from Animal House.
61, 62.
Yeah, that car is really cool. Right. I was like, that's a cool looking car. But the Mustang, today's Mustangs are pretty tight. And I hope they don't get away from that. I feel like that's where the market's trying to push. But like, we need to get rid of muscle cars. Because I think like Dodge isn't doing the Chargers anymore.
That's not the market actually pushing that. The market's trying to keep it.
Yeah.
It's the regulations that are pushing it away.
Yeah. See, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Dodge.
They got rid of like, 'cause the Charger. The Charger are tight. Those are cool cars.
Camaros are gone.
Yeah.
Corvette and Mustang are the only ones. They're still slotted to 2029.
Oh, so they actually like release a report saying we're going to keep releasing the Mustang. Yes. Interesting.
That's one thing about the Mustang clubs. They still have a good relationship with Ford Motor Company.
Well, I mean, like, because there is at one point they can't build them anymore because, like you said, regulations. Yes. And it's so strange to me. Yep. So what's, you think, like, one day when we're under, like, a crazy government, it's going to be illegal to own a Mustang? And so, like, you're going to have those. I'm talking, like, in year 3000 or something,
right?
Like that.
I mean, it may be sooner than that.
Well, I mean, like, can you imagine how cool you feel if you have, like, a Mustang and it's in your car and it's, like, you know, it's covered?
Yeah.
So no one knows.
Floating around in Cybertrucks. Yeah. But you got, like, the one thing still on wheels.
Yeah.
the still out back to make the fuel.
Yeah, I like it. That's cool. Now, would you say technically you could keep that car running forever if you, those older cars, if you just had the right access to the parts?
The way technology is advanced and the new motors, as long as you maintain them, they should last a long time now.
The newer cars or the older cars?
The newer cars.
Yeah, see, I'm afraid of that.
Anything with a computer chip, I'd be worried. They just shut off.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, I think with, like, especially in the newer cars, anything with a chip, the thing that stinks about it is there's not a logical step in the average person's mind how to fix it. So, like, for example, like, I remember I had a Volvo S40. And it thought someone was stealing the car. So it locked my key in the ignition, and it locked my gear shifter. So I couldn't get it towed. Like, because it's in the parking brake and everything. So it's like, to tow it, they had to drag it. And then they had it, like, I was sitting there going, like, that's so stupid. Like, there's got to be, like, a cool way to, like, you got to push this button, hold this button for 10 seconds, and, like, hit the gas pedal four times.
There's actually things in there like that.
Well, I know that. Because when I read about the Maverick, they had problems with their entertainment system, so you had to reset it. So there's, like, a special way to reset it with, like, the pause button.
Game of Simon Says.
Yeah.
The door four times.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some cars are like that, though, you know? It kind of weirds me out going forward, because I haven't had a new car in 14 years, and I don't even have it. Like, I had LEDs. I didn't have an actual screen in my car. And so when you get into people, especially when you get in, like, a... For some reason, every electronic vehicle has, like, a giant screen.
Giant GPS.
Like, has to have a giant screen.
Yeah.
Well, you look at the new Mustang. It looks like they took two tablets and just put them on the dashboard.
Like, that's the gas one?
That's the, yes.
Because I've been in the E one, and it's shot like a tablet. I'm like, what's weird?
It looks strange when it's not lit up, but then once it lights up and you look like you got a full instrument panel. You can change it to whatever way you want it to look.
That's what's the strangest thing about it is, it's got this futuristic dash, but it's got an option to put the old gauges in there. So it looks like it's an older model Mustang. So it's like, then
I don't know.
So you don't get bullied by all your low-tech friends?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, I know, like, for sure, like, for example, I'll never forget my grandfather bought an Explorer, and it was one of the newer ones with the new tech in it, and he hated it because it, like, when people are to your sides, the light up and the ding ding ding, like, it freaked him out. He's like, I know it's there, I see the person there, why are you, because he's not used to the noises, I guess. So he got rid of it. I go you just need to buy something before 2005, you'll be fine.
Well, you can take the new Mustangs, you can take those and say you live in a suburb, community, whatever, you get out there and you start that car up, you know, and it's loud, you can adjust that to on a timer so that when you start it up, it stays there until you actually knows when you're going to get out of that
That's
area.
Probably why there's regulations, because they were like, you have the ability to do that. The car can't just be loud all the time. That's really strange. Why would you want to turn that off?
You know, I guess
less. Unless you're trying to rob a bank or something. You're like, we got to be quiet here, guys. Would you rob a bank in a Mustang? I would.
I guess you're going to want to get away, yes.
Yeah.
Especially if you get, like, a Shelby.
Or is that the fastest one?
That's one of the fastest ones, yes.
But aren't those, when you say, like, Saline and Boss, those are just custom aftermarket versions, right?
They're manufacturers that buy Mustangs and put their own packages together.
And you allow those?
Yes.
Isn't that that's not a Ford motor?
No, it's still the Ford motor.
Okay.
It just has the aftermarket products.
Okay.
Yeah, you have.
So there's a lot of lines you can move around.
Yes. Saline body kit, and they also modify the engines a little bit. They do a lot of suspension upgrades.
Yeah.
In those cars, the Shelby goes. They have the Super Snake, which goes up to 700 horse.
Super Snake. That's such a great name.
Got to give them clever names.
I know.
we got another guy that comes down from Dallas that brings his Mustang. He's got a Hennessy that was done over here in Houston. That's a little over 800 horse.
And that's another kind of idea of saline and things like that. Is that just like a person who's really famous in the car world that knows how to fix cars?
Right.
And they're like, hey, will you do this for my car? And I'm going to call it the Super Snake.
Like Roush or Fuse or any of them.
Yeah, because I always got confused with my friends who have Mustangs because one, like, he had like a Roush 2.
Right. There's three stages of Roushes.
And I was like, does that mean it's like, who's, so you couldn't afford it? You know? You always gave him a hard time. Like, you got the middle one? Like, what's the middle? What does that mean? And it's like the better gear shifter. What's the what's the price difference? Oh, it's like 15 grand. I'm like, oh, well, yeah, no wonder you didn't pay that. So anyone with the one or two sucks, right? Is that what you are telling me?
And the three is the supercharged.
Yeah. See, that's what's so wild to me about like the customizations of cars, the money you could put into that.
You can put all kinds of money in these cars.
All of a sudden, when I was looking at, I was getting my Maverick, I started getting Facebook marketplaces for Mustangs. And what I love is you see like the 60s versions, $100,000. And then you see one for 15, and you're like, I wonder what's wrong with the 15 one.
It's probably a kit car.
So
the prices of cars really got up there because of Barrett Jackson. Everybody started watching Barrett Jackson in the auctions.
Okay.
And the prices were just outrageous. You never heard cars going for the prices on that show. The next thing they know, everybody thinks that their car is worth $100,000.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it's also one of those things you can't put an exact money dot
on.
The
car is worth what somebody's willing to give
you. Yeah, and it's like, because in my mind, if I'm paying $100,000, it's because I'm a collector and I want it to work. So, like, if I'm paying $15,000 for one, I'm like, it might get me out of the driveway, but when I'm going to Galveston, it might break down. So, and that's when you got to be a car guy to really know that kind of stuff.
That's why all the cars at the car show, they're all for sale. It's just, what are you willing to pay for?
Really? I mean, does anybody have like a ridiculous car? Meaning like the paint job is like anime characters or something?
We probably had several like that in the club that are just blow you away. I mean,
I'm not necessarily saying like, oh, the Mach 3. I meant more
of
just...
One of my favorites is we have a Thomas in the club, and he has a Gone in 60 Seconds. 67 Fastback?
Yeah.
Oh, like a classic Eleanor?
It's a classic Eleanor.
And how do you know if it's an Eleanor just because it says Eleanor on it?
Well, it's the body package on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We have another guy.
You've seen the Gone in 60
Seconds. Yeah, well, because I always figured that was just a Mustang, like a Shelby.
No, it was a Shelby.
It was a Shelby just painted different, you know, or unique. Because there's little things I don't know. Like, you guys probably have more experience seeing, because you can put up six Mustangs next to each other, and within 30 seconds, you know the difference just by looking at them. See, I wouldn't know. I'd be like, oh, maybe that's the same year model. Yeah. I don't know.
Our last year fall car show, we had a newer Mustang guy. He come out of Lake Charles. His car is painted up Medusa and all the painting on the side of it and everything. Yeah.
See, that's cool.
Okay, see, that's what I think he was more asking
about. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's off the that's wall.
That's
the blue one.
Yeah.
Flames and stuff on the side or something ridiculous.
Yeah. And Medusa's really sexy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, that's also a cool car name.
Yeah.
Like, I had the Medusa Mustang. People are like, what's that? It's like, you got to get in it, man. So, I mean, that's awesome right there. And that's one thing I love, people who go that far. You know, they change the gear shift to, like, you know, a magic 8-ball kind of thing. And it's like, there's a lot of character in it. I bet you guys, your car is so boring. I bet it is. You don't even have a Tiki Girl?
No. I just replaced the interior here in Conroe in the 2000 Celine. So that was $2,000.
Is that just due to wear?
Yes. Oh. Pretty much due to wear.
You didn't get anything like really neat, like your face or your initials on the seats?
No, no. All we did was make it two-toned.
Okay.
Changed from black to a brown, and it matches the dash more.
Yeah, see, that's cool.
Yeah.
I think you find more of that kind of stuff in like the rice burner.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, it's just like, I feel like the way to be so creative is so cheap now. Not cheap meaning like quality, but I mean like you can really customize your car every year if you really wanted to, and it's not going to break the bank.
Yeah, and most Mustang owners, especially Mustang owners in the clubs, they're more purists. They want to be originals, you know, originality to the car.
See, I wouldn't. I mean, it's like I want to be different. I paint mine hot pink. And you get the stripes.
My 67s. It's all in Steelers themes.
Oh, really? That's a cool color. Yes. See, that's cool. And see, the hot pink would be hilarious because people are like, what is that car?
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of having that car is have fun.
A person, a horse, who had a pink Mustang.
Yeah.
But that was a Playmate color. That was an actual production.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it was.
That car it's still here in Houston. It's in spring.
Yep.
That's so weird that they like have those special models and
special color of the months and special. Yeah.
Now, if you're interested, you might still have it. The Salmon pink Mustang.
Yeah, he might sell that to you.
Well, what do you? For, like, it's what 120
version of a Mustang?
67, isn't it? 68.
Chris, Chris's. That's color of the month. Chris Cruz's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not actually called pink.
It's a salmon color. Is what
I'm down.
Yeah,
like it's just different. It's got to be a little different.
They didn't make very many. It's color of the month, and they didn't make very few. So it's a very rare car.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So have y'all ever seen one of those rare cars just get demolished?
I've seen some rare cars that were in pretty bad shape, where it was almost point of no return.
Yeah, because that to me has got to be one of the worst feelings.
Yes, it is.
And especially if it wasn't your fault.
What a waste. Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody will take a picture of a 69 Shelby in a field. It is just almost gone. And they're asking, is it worth restoring? It's like, there's nothing left of that car.
Yeah. So that's wild to me.
I tell you, another story is we had a neighbor that had a 57 Thunderbird. It was an older woman. It was her husband who passed away. And for 20 years, people gone by there and knocked on the door and asked if she would sell it, and she said no. So finally, it came to time. This one guy was real persistent, knocking on the door every year. And when she finally said, yes, I will sell you the car, he went back there to pick it up, and it totally fell apart. So, it's just one of those stories of, you hate seeing,
I do like seeing, Lamborghinis on a tow truck, though.
Those are Lamborghinis on tow truck.
Yeah, you ever seen those where you're driving and it's like smashed up in the front? You're like, oof, that sucks. But probably going too fast. But yeah, so let me remind folks that we're talking about the upcoming North Mustang Car Club's annual All Ford Show happening April 13th. It's a free event at Papa's on the Lake. I did put a link to the event in the description. So if you want more information, just look at Lone Star's social media. And we're talking Mustangs,
yes. And
not E-Mocs or E-Stangs. What is the name? Do we really know?
Mach-E.
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 Way off.
There's no Mustang on it. It just says Mach-E.
Yeah.
The Mustang symbol somewhere.
The symbol's on there.
You see the symbol, the running horse, but you don't actually see the word Mustang.
Oh, and that's important to y'all?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Is it on the sticker? Does it say Mustang on the sticker?
I haven't bought one.
No,
I don't know.
No, it doesn't. It's just...
You don't talk like the...
Yeah, the window sticker. I don't think it does. No.
Interesting. I like it. I think that's what I should do is get everyone who has one show up at the car club. So over half of it is all these...
Hey, as long as you enter.
There you go. It's all good for charity.
Yep. That's cool. Well, is there anything else y'all want to talk about? I mean, I know Golo does a lot in the community, and they're your main sponsors. And this...
Right.
You do have a charity. A lot of the charities y'all are supporting is the Golo Kids Christmas Fund or
Golo Christmas for Kids.
Christmas for Kids.
Like I said, they have been involved in.
They do a lot.
Three programs.
It's not just giving gifts out.
It's not just giving gifts out at Christmas time anymore. It's Earning for Learning. It's that's a program where elementary kids are paid to read books.
Actually, third graders.
Third graders.
And you'd be surprised. Talking to Tony last year at his museum, he was talking about that. And, a dollar a book to third graders. And if they read 12 in a month, he will double that. Mm-hmm. Now, you're thinking that, okay, well, how much money? He gave out over $18,000 to third graders. That's right. You got a dollar a book. That's a lot of books.
Yeah. What kind of books are they reading, though? Is it like...
Hopefully Mustang books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you should do is if you read...
We should give them some car books.
Yeah, if you read 12 books, you get to drive one of the Mustangs with no one else in it.
Yeah.
And third grade.
He brings in the, in December, they have a Christmas party. They clear out the front of the Ford dealership there,
yeah,
and they do a Christmas party. They have face painting, balloons, everything for the kids. They give these families, there's like 50 to 55 families they bring in there. They give them a Christmas tree, all the decorations, a ham and food with it. There's a gift card for the kids. I mean, he really does a lot for...
Yeah. I believe there's a total for how much they've already been given out.
Actually, the form I had just said over $1 million
already to the community. And there's also a senior scholarships that they hand out.
Work with 12 different high schools.
Now, with the car show, how does the money go towards this? Is it their entry fees, or is there going to be like an auction, or is there a donation portal?
The entry fees are going to the charity. 50-50 goes to the charity.
Okay, so that's like what's 50-50? Is it buy the tickets, right?
Buy the tickets, right.
Yeah, and then you feel obligated to give your half. Yeah, right. I've got to get that. I got to paint my car pink, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. And there's a 50-50, and there's, I mean, it's just a car show. Come out and hang out. Will they let you have the beer out there?
Perry's does, yes. As long as you buy beer from Perry at Papa's on the Lake, you can take it to the parking lot.
Okay.
You cannot bring your own beer.
Oh, yeah. No, duh. You got to be an idiot to do that.
Right.
No, we did presented Gullo with a check for this last year, 2023. Right. We donated $4,500 back to the...
There you go.
Right.
So you guys are looking for people who own Mustangs to join the club. You don't have to have a Mustang, but right, Mustangs are preferred. And then this event is free for anybody. If you want to register any Ford vehicle with Ford Motor... There's a registration process. It's on the event page.
Right.
And everyone should just come out.
Yeah. And I want to also give another plug out is we work a lot with other car clubs in the community,
yeah,
for charity.
For races.
And for charity.
Pink slips.
And
do people race anymore?
One of the events we do is we work with the Woodlands Car Club at the Cars and Coffee for a Cause.
Yeah.
And we're there once a month working there. And that our last donation there was $12,000 to the Montgomery County Food Bank.
Okay.
So we do a lot of charity work in the community.
Well, it's a club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what clubs do.
We actually were able to last year, we did a very successful year for Northside last year. And one of the other things we did was we sent $2,000 to Honor Flight, where that will send a couple of veterans to Washington, D.C.
So, yeah, we do work. We work with a lot more other charities also.
It's a club. And you met your wife there. So, I mean, there's all sorts of things happening. Yeah.
We have 161 members right now currently.
So there's a large dating pool there. I'm single, so I need to...
Hey, we're a family at this club.
Yeah.
We're a family.
I love it, you guys. Well, you know, good luck at the event. I love Mustangs, so I look forward to seeing what, because you guys have a lot of stuff going on. I put a link to the event Facebook page, because there's a lot going on.
There's a lot
going on. You guys got a lot going on, especially every month.
We have a lot of cruises, and like I said, if you want to learn how to judge car shows, we have a judging clinic. We're going to teach people how to judge cars, what to look for, and how to.
See, what I would do if I was a judge, I'd hire a model. And I'd be like, go stand next to it. And the whole point is, like, does she look good next to it? And then I'd be like, There's a B plus. But, I mean, I don't know. That's what I love about my friends who have, like, love cars. I don't know anything about cars. But it's still something I'm like, that's really cool.
Well, that's
like
another reason certain to join ones, a club, too, is to learn.
Because, I mean, I know how to change my oil, do my brake pads and all that kind of stuff, which is probably more than most people, but... When it comes to the technicalities of like, oh, this kind of engine has this kind of injector, I'm like, nah, I don't fix that. I don't YouTube that one. I'm going to let a professional handle that one. Because brakes and oil were the only ones I grew up going, like, you can do that yourself.
Yeah.
So
we'll give you ideas on how to make it go faster.
Yeah.
So that's the joy of having a parent who is actually into all of this.
So you get to drive the cars?
Yeah.
Do you know how to drive a stick?
Hmm?
You know how to drive a stick?
I do not.
One of the best with an anti-theft things there is a standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like driving standard.
Yeah, that's all in my car.
No, I don't own a standard, but I like driving it. It's like a vacation thing. Like, I only do that every once in a while. It's fun, but then when you have to do it every day, like today, oh, my God, that would be terrible.
Yeah, they're great to have out there on an open road and stuff, then Houston traffic.
Oh, I can't imagine. I mean, that's why I was telling you I was late today. 2854 was just bumper to bumper, and then after, you know, 25 minutes in that, it usually takes me 25 minutes to get here. I'm like, maybe I should figure out another way to get out of here, because I feel like we're not going anywhere. I need an auto. Why can't all the cars just self-drive now?
Well, that'd take all the fun out of it, wouldn't it?
No, not for me.
Yeah, it would for me.
Have you been in the self-driving Tesla?
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Yeah. Well, what's strange to me, I think I wouldn't be as terrified if the steering wheel didn't move.
Fair.
Because it moves. Yeah. So, but when it jerks, like, you're like, do I need to grab it? And then, but if like it didn't move, I'd be like, all right, cool, it's doing its thing.
No, that's the last thing I want is a self-driving car. It just.
I envision myself having the daily driver and then having the fun car. So if I'm going to like a birthday party or I'm going to just like go have fun,
yeah.
I'm taking the fun car. But if I'm driving to work and back, yeah, I'd rather just have this boring car that's E-Mach or whatever. Or Mach-E. Nah.
So whose fault is it if you're not driving and a Tesla hits somebody?
I mean, I always deny. You always, yeah. I mean, come on. In any scenario, you just deny.
Yeah.
So not even driving and
same
hitting
as
people.
You're driving, just deny.
You just deny everything. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, that's one thing I love about the interactions when you get into accidents, because people like it is like almost like you murdered their child.
Right, and everybody's pointing fingers at everybody.
Yeah.
And you can, even though it's plain as day, whose fault it is.
Well, that's why you always have a dash cam.
Yeah.
Because right when you say like, I have a dash cam. You know, they're like, oh.
Yeah, it's almost becoming that you have to have one.
Yeah. So it's just one of those, I love that kind of interaction, though. And luckily, I knock on wood, I've never gotten a wreck in my Focus, so that's probably why it's still ticking.
Yeah. Good suspension to get you out of trouble.
Yeah. Man, I love it. So, guys, thank you so much for coming in, talking about the upcoming car show on April 13th over at Papa's on the Lake. You're listening to Mornings of Lone Star here on irlonestar.com. We're going to get back to the music. We'll see you guys later.